Christmas in the Monastery. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, Absolute Monastery, Campo, California, bringing you Christmas in the Monastery. The Absolute Monastery is a very special place. It is 104 acres in the mountains of Southern California. It's a place where there are many houses, but there are more meditation paths. There are miles and miles of meditation paths winding around through the Absolute Monastery grounds. And the meditation paths are all sort of secluded and beautiful. Manzanita trees here and there, pine trees here and there. The meditation paths are sort of divinely designed with hidden benches here and there that you come upon and you sit down and you say, isn't this beautiful? This is just wonderful. And you sit and meditate for a while, and then after you've meditated for a while, you get up and you wander on to another part of the Absolute Monastery campus grounds. It's a wonderful experience. It's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful time to get up bright and early in the morning, the sun just peeking at the tops of the mountains, the breeze gently coming down through the valleys, a warm, peaceful breeze. It's Christmas morning. The breeze is 49 degrees and lovely. Everybody who walks the grounds, everybody who walks the campus grounds, walks the meditation trails, feels peace. We feel this 365 days of the year because we walk our meditation paths every day and we delight in them. And as we walk the meditation paths, we think of how the Christ might have walked the paths of his life, of how Jesus the Christ might have walked around his world and his town. And as it is said, a master is not appreciated in his own time, in his own town, in his own place. So we here at the Absolute Monastery live a quiet, not reclusive, but a quiet life. We do not ring bells, we do not shout, we do not sing out, we just quietly listen within as we walk our meditation path. Christmas in the Absolute Monastery is a very special time, a very special moment of our life, because at this time we're reminded of the foundation teachings of this philosophy that we carry out. We're reminded of how wonderful it is to be a free spirit. And having come to America, that is even more free. From throughout the lands of all the worlds. Some of us were born here in America, some of us emigrated here. But all of us who had come here found this freedom, this peace that the campus of the University of Healing reveals to us. It's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful time. Well, now, Christmas isn't all meditation here at the monastery. It's a great, great part of it, but not all. We get up and we have our breakfast, and before we have our breakfast, we sing our Om together. We form one big circle and we put our arms around each other and we say, Om, 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 Om. And then we say, I like me, 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 I like me. And then we say, I am peace. And then we say, I'm independently wealthy. And so it is. And we give each other a big hug and a big kiss and a big smooch and a big, I love you. And then we sit down and at our breakfast table and we say, this food is good for my body and filled with love. This food is good for my body and filled with love. And as we do that, we feel a gentleness in our bodies. We feel not a compassion or a hunger, but just a gentleness to share this wonderful food that is placed before us. And slowly and comfortably we eat our food. We sit and talk with each other, and everyone has something to say, something to brighten the day, some beautiful comment to make each one of us feel more beautiful, more wonderful, more like a living monk. And after breakfast is over, we clean up the dishes, put everything away, and then we go about our activities. But today is Christmas Day. Today is a special day. Today, rather than eating our special meal in the monastery, as we eat all the time, Ellen has invited us to come to the embassy to join her two kittens and eat in the embassy our very special Christmas dinner. Now, I'm not sure what that Christmas dinner is going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be very, very good. Ellen doesn't know how to make anything else but good, beautiful things. I know she's decorated her dining room in the embassy, and she's made the dining room table just a delight for each one of us to see. And she has this fan over the dining room table, and she says, one of these days I want to put in a nice lamp over that table and take that fan out, because I never use the fan, but a wonderful lamp over my dining room table would be so nice. And we told her, well, do it now. And she said, well, I don't have time to do it right now. But she'll do it. And we'll eat in her dining room in our special, I'm not sure whether it's going to be the noon meal for Christmas dinner or Christmas supper. But whichever it's going to be, we're going to have lots of fun. And we're going to sing a few Christmas carols and praise the Lord for all the good that's come into our life, knowing that the Lord dwells in each one of us and that we are the Lord. Knowing this, our Christmas at the Absolute Monastery is blessed again and again and again. And even our dogs, they sit in lovely repose. Little Love just loves to cross his two paws and lay his head on it as though he is meditating in deep thought. Rex, he sprawls out just as comfortable as can be, his hind legs stretched way back and his forelegs off to each side and his head looking around, watching all the beautiful things going on. And the kittens are going here and there. And Dr. Sam, named after Dr. Sam Agabwa, who left and came back as Dr. Sam, it seems. Dr. Sam is a lovely gray cat, and he walks around the monastery as though he is the boss, and he is. And he goes and he smells Rex's nose, and he smells Rex's feet, and Rex just sits there and says, yeah. And Rex lifts up his nose to smell Dr. Sam and say, that's good morning, Dr. Sam. How are you today? It's wonderful to see you. And then Jeannie sticks her nose tentatively out of Ingeborg's bedroom and looks about the family circle and thinks, wow, isn't that nice? I'd like to come and join them. But sometimes Rex gets a little frisky and wants to chase me around, and I feel a little insecure. And so Jeannie stays in Ingeborg's bedroom. Now, what's going to happen when we go down to the embassy and have our Christmas dinner at the embassy. Down there, we'll find two cats also. They're lovely kittens. And Sweetie and I forget the name of the other one off the time. It's Emu or something like that. And they have made up with Rex very well. Naturally, the male cat made up with Rex first off, and Sweetie is coming around pretty good. Rex can go and smell Sweetie, and she doesn't run away. And so they walk around the embassy, and they look at everything. And they go out the doggy door into the big yard that Ellen has around the embassy. And she has all sorts of wonderful trees and plants and flowers, and the cats and the dogs just love to play out there. And Sweetie, runs up a tree and right to the tippy top, and then climbs down the tree just as easy as not, just having a wonderful time, enjoying their Christmas in the monastery. Christmas in the monastery is a very special time for everyone. Sylvia has her citadel, and she comes into the monastery, and she's moved up to the monastery to be a caregiver for Ingeborg. And as she does this, she has her own special room and her own special place to live and be and enjoy herself. And Ingeborg has her special room in the monastery. She's been there for all the time since we've moved on to the monastery. And I have my place at the Hermitage. Rex and I enjoy our wonderful little one-room house here. It's a bungalow, just a super little place for us to be. And we live here in peace and harmony and joy and love. And all in all, everyone who comes to the monastery, especially at Christmas time, finds it to be a special, special, special place. And everyone is invited to come and visit the monastery. Our students especially are invited to come and visit the monastery and be part of the monastery life for whatever period of time they might choose. And if they are able to join in the activities of the monastery, it is even more delightful and wonderful. So this day, mentally join us here in the Absolute Monastery. Christmas at the monastery, knowing that our neighbor, whose daughter had passed away, her son built a beautiful cross up on top of the one mountain surrounding our property. And we can see that cross from most everywhere on the property, and we think to ourselves, yes, the cross is a symbol of the life of Jesus the Christ. It's a symbol of it, but it would be much more symbolic for me to see a beautiful tree, to see the animals playing around, seeing all of life busy, active, and doing all the things that the Master would have us do. Know yourself, like yourself, be yourself. That was his statement to us and his privilege to us, and that's our privilege to us. To love the little children, to love the world, to love all. So this Christmas day, each one of us silently say to ourselves, I love myself and I love all. Unconditionally, I love all. I love all the world with all my heart and all my soul and all my being. For that is what it's all about. And that's who I am all about. Have a lovely Christmas day wherever you may be, and know that our love is with you always. We love you. We love you. We love you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. And we know that all is good and very good. I love you. I love you. I love you.